Canadian artist Barrage returned to Chattanooga with a unique musical experience for area music students. The orchestra director at Girls Preparatory School, Mary Baxter, has invited the group back for a cultural workshop and to perform with local kids. I spoke with two young violinists about playing on stage with this international group. Barrage is a group of musicians touring out of Canada that consists of five violin players with a drummer, guitarist, and bassist. This high-energy group plays a variety of music from many cultures and includes movement and dance as part of the experience. 2 years ago, they visited Chattanooga and performed with a group of local music students. 14-year-old Christine Lau and 16-year-old Emily Oing have been classically trained on the violin and are members of the orchestra at Girls Preparatory School.
They are really, really, really energetic, and they play different music. It's not all classical at all.
They also dance at the same time, and then it's just amazing, like, what kind of stunts they do. And one time, like, one of the players, he jumped really high while he was still playing. He was literally, like, the bow was still moving and notes were still coming out. It was amazing.
Christine has been playing classical violin for 7 years. Emily has devoted 11 years to classical violin. Participating in the workshop with Barrage 2 years ago introduced them to new music and a different way to move.
As a classical musician, we have to move, but it's not as energetic because when we move, it's more like it's to show emotion. But even though they're moving a lot and they're showing emotion, like they're having fun.
They move a lot, like they do a lot more than just move around while they play. They like jump and do skits and stuff as they're playing.
Barrage is not just energetic on stage. They bring elements of dance and theater to their musical productions.
From what they told us, they actually had a background also in dance. All of them have also had like a background in dance, so they're used to doing all the high jumps and like the running around, the skits. What was also cool was they also had the background in music. So yeah, it was a really unique combination.
Both Christine and Emily plan to attend the workshop again this year.
I think it's gonna be really fun, and we can learn a lot from listening to different music coming from different countries and stuff.
And also, like, the memories that we get from that experience, it's really memorable, and, like, it's a one-of-a-kind kind of opportunity that you probably wouldn't get in many other places.
I hope that it will be, like, just as exciting as last time, but a little more different so that we wouldn't have the same experience over.
We are doing different pieces, so of course it's going to be different. I'm really excited to see what else they've come up with, like, what else are they going to do in their performance.
Last time, Barrage brought in Middle Eastern and Calypso music for their workshop. For some of these classically trained musicians, it was the first time they performed with a group outside of an orchestra. And did this experience change Emily's interest in music?
I'm more geared classical music, but it's always a fun experience to try different genres of music.
The orchestra director at Girls Preparatory School brought Barrage to Chattanooga 2 years ago. Mary Baxter learned of the educational opportunity through MENC, the National Association for Music Educators.
I had heard about Barrage before because they are the most exciting string group that I know. And I love classical music, but this is music that will appeal to students. It's everything from Spanish to Indian to Jamaican, lots of fiddle, Russian, Beatles, popular. I mean, they just have made arrangements, and then they put dances to it, and they're up there sword fighting, they're up there kicking each other's rear ends as on the stage while they're playing, sing, sing, sing. I mean, it's just hilarious. I laughed at the last concert so much, and then I screamed when that fiddle player jumped 4 feet off the ground. I could not believe he was doing that. I jumped at the chance of bringing them to the area and having students work with them. The way it's set up, we sell the tickets and it doesn't cost anything extra. Barrage is funded from another source.
All this activity on stage probably means Barrage breaks a lot of bows.
They are supplied by a company with carbon fiber bows, and they regularly will be breaking these non-breakable bows, and the company just sends them new ones. They sponsor Barrage, and so they supply them with all the bows they need in performance.
Barrage will be returning to Chattanooga on October 12th. Local music students have an opportunity to perform right along with the group.
My goal is to get as many students on stage as possible, so I have invited all the area schools to send students to perform on this concert and to do the workshop with Barrage. And I hope anyone interested out there will come and just contact me, and I'll get them the music, and then we'll set up some rehearsals, and they can be on that stage. The workshop is Tuesday, October 12th. It'll be in the afternoon for an hour and a half, and then there'll be a supper break, and then the concert will start. Barrage typically does the first half of the concert without any students on stage, and then after intermission, all the students will be on stage and play their numbers and then go back to their seats and enjoy the rest of the concert.
The concert will be held at Girls Preparatory School. The workshop and concert provides a great opportunity for local and regional music students.
I am hoping that all of my students that are in classes and activities will participate, but I'm also going to open it up to anyone who has ever played string instruments here and who played on stage with them 2 years ago. So if they want to come back and play, they are welcome to. And then, of course, I'm opening it up to the local string students in the area who want to come. We have a large group coming from Crossville, Tennessee. They joined us last time, and they will travel 2 or 3 hours to see Barrage, and they're so excited about coming again to perform with them.
You can purchase your tickets at the door on the day of the concert or in advance by contacting Mary Baxter at GPS. You can find more information along with her phone number on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.